Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger here is here. Pamela N. Danziger is the founder of Unity Marketing. It's a marketing consulting firm that specializes in consumer behavior and activity, and especially the luxury buyer. She's the author of Shopping, Why We Love It, also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, and she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Pam's a longtime Brain Trust member, folks. Pam, you've been working with some folks recently who have been trying to this is an older family business that's right. Been trying to update and improve their brand image.
Right. Yes. You know, it is a 41-year-old regional furniture chain here mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania mm-hmm. that has recently had the transfer of management responsibility from the founders and the parents to the son.
How rough
well
was that?
Qualified.
How rough was that transfer?
Well, you know, I think that there are some lessons to be learned for many small businesses, because that happens in many small businesses. And I think, you know, the main thing that we see when we see this transfer is that the way the company was founded and the market, you know, 41 years ago, and the customers right. that they had, I mean, they had a particular brand image, they had a particular way of doing business mm-hmm. that really appealed to the people that, you know, were the customers at that day.
Baby
but today's
boomers.
Customers are very different.
Yeah.
And we found that the brand just hadn't made that kind of transition, and the way they communicated them, what I call the consumer touch points, had not, you know, been updated to appeal to the current and contemporary customers. So they mm-hmm. kind of got caught in a "this is the sort of way we do things" sort of approach.
Was this discovery in association with the transfer of from one generation to the next?
Well, I think it was a discovery that they had some real problems when they looked yeah. at the balance sheets. Because
right.
what happened was that the old customers, you know, they were still shopping and buying and responding to the old sort of viewpoint or the old mm-hmm. perspective. Mm-hmm. But as they were dying off and cutting back their
spending. At some point in time, you bought your last sofa, right?
Exactly. You bet. And so now they really are challenged. Plus, I've got to admit, I mean, the recession really also really took a hit,
right.
or the business took a hit because of the recession,
mm-hmm.
and they got caught in kind of like a vicious cycle. Now, they're an upscale, high-end furniture store, but they got caught in a vicious cycle of promoting and advertising
mm-hmm.
primarily with sales and promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they weren't really inviting the right kind of the prime kind of customers into their store. They were inviting people looking for discounts.
They were operating in their comfort zone,
yep.
but they were operating in their comfort zone sort of by themselves. And over a period of time, Your strong balance sheet, the equity you acquired over years, you start eroding that.
Exactly.
And I've seen situations like this, where by the time the son or the grandson, you know, was ready to take over, there was nothing left to take over.
That's right. Well, I don't think we're not there yet.
Good.
With this small business.
But you were headed in that direction.
There's no question about it. And some big changes needed to be made. And, you know, the expertise and the skills in the company, while they really know furniture, and they know furniture and display
mm-hmm.
and retail really well, they were really struggling with the marketing expertise and the advertising expertise.
How much denial was there about when it comes to product changes and brand imaging? How much denial did you find?
Well, you know, we didn't really find that much. I mean, what we found was that many of the employees working for the company didn't really understand what the brand was. So there was this idea of what the brand is, but that it wasn't being translated properly into the voice for the salespeople and the people on the floor.
They had built a brand, but they weren't shepherding it. They weren't nurturing it and cultivating it.
They weren't translating the brand into what it needed to be for today's customer and the right customer who was high end, not just looking for a deal. Because you know, let's face it, a $5,000 sofa. Or $10,000 sofa is a pretty expensive sofa, and if you get 25%, 30% off of it, it still is a pretty high end sofa.
That's right.
So if you're going in looking for a sofa for under $1,000, that isn't what you were going to find in this store. Although they had a range of brands, but it really was a matter of they were inviting the wrong kind of customers into their store and not inviting the right kind of customers. Mm-hmm. So they really needed to update their image, and this is what we found through. Going through the process of a strategic marketing plan, and it really is a matter of looking and doing your homework, looking strategically at your company, looking at all the marketing touch points with the consumer, and translating that into marketing strategies and advertising messages that are effective and really will reach out into your community to get the right kind of customers into the store.
Well, and you said a couple of things there. You talked about community. This is a big adjustment for a lot of older companies, is understanding that they're not just marketing, they're not just selling to a broad region, but they're actually cultivating, nurturing communities.
Yes, no question.
and that's a hard transition for a lot of companies, isn't it?
It really is. Well, I think in today's marketplace, especially with all the with the internet and social media and mobile devices and everything. I mean, the idea, it used to be sort of like a mass order. You put a big sign out front and, people would come to your store.
Right.
And now that just doesn't work anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And you need to reach out into your community using all kinds of different methods and medium to touch the customers, particularly the niche that you're aiming for, because it isn't mass, and very few businesses anymore are mass market businesses. Most of them are very niche and very focused.
As I have been talking about now for a while now, and Pamby, I think you've now talked about it before, my concept of that company you're working with was born in the age of the seller, when the seller had more control over the relationship, and they find themselves now in the age of the customer, where the customer has control. And so you can't expect customers to come and find you. You've got to go and find them. You got to go where they are. And that's what this company is dealing with. When we come back, we're going to find out what Pam has helped them do. What can you and I learn from what she's helped them do in this brand redevelopment? 20 after. Pam's book is called Shopping. That's one of them. And the other one is Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Pam Danziger and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.